score 11-10 to 6-4. 36-point winners, the Dogs. Importantly, they take another step closer to finals action in 2020.
They do. My word, they do. The Doggies, they're in the eight, and they've got one to go. A very interesting game it's going to be, too, against Fremantle to consolidate that spot and play finals again. I reckon Zane Cordy would be pretty keen for that to happen. Joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Zane.
Morning, boys. How we going?
We are well, buddy. How's your world? I haven't spoken to you throughout this hub situation. How are you coping with all this?
I actually don't mind it. I've found a new passion in golf. So
have
I've
you?
Spent most of my spare time playing a bit of golf. It's good fun. But no, overall, I'm actually quite enjoying the hub life. Beautiful weather up here, so can't complain.
No, that's fair enough. How is your golf swing? Because I reckon I might have seen some vision of you early in the year at golf, and it didn't look sort of Adam Scott-like, but how is it now?
It's improving. The consistency is coming, but there's still every now and then those duff shots where they go about 20 metres. So if I can fix them up, I might start hitting better scores.
Well, you've got to play more to get better, so you're doing that at the moment, which is good. And your boys are going okay in the world of AFL too. How are you seeing this group's performance week in, week out at the moment? Are you good enough to cause a bit of damage in the finals?
I feel like we're good enough to do a bit of damage because when we're on, we challenge the best sides in the competition and we look pretty good. So if we can stay healthy and put in a four-quarter effort on the weekend, get the win, I feel like we can do a bit of damage in the finals.
And notwithstanding what happened to Toby on the weekend, you have got a pretty healthy list. You're pretty close to full strength, and that hasn't necessarily been the case right throughout the course of the year. So I'm sure that helps going into a hopeful final series.
Well, yeah, it just puts a lot of pressure on spots, so it forces guys to play well, which is always exciting. And yeah, so if we can keep that going and keep the momentum we've developed over the last couple of weeks, good things will happen.
And I know, Zane, you'd probably get frustrated being asked this all the time about using 2016 as a bit of a reference for the Dogs, but do you feel that it has got a similar energy, a similar feel to it? Because looking at it, you've won four of your last five. It does feel that it's starting to look like a successful team again.
Well, yeah, there's sort of similarities to what happened in 2016. I think the main similarity is just the belief the group has and what they can do and what we can do going forward. And all we need to do is just play to our strengths and that's what we can do, and good things will happen from there. But like I said before, our best footy is some of the best footy in the competition, so if we can keep to that, it'll be a nice time.
Yeah, we talked about your performance yesterday on when we were sort of summing up the round, and a lot of the midfield brigade getting a lot of footy again, and your skipper seems to have been one of those players that's really developed as a leader through this season as well, through the hub life. He was under a bit of pressure, Marcus Bontempelli, at the start of the year with how he'd started the year and these leadership traits. How have you seen the Bonts year?
Oh, I feel like he's just progressed and developed as he's gone on throughout the year. I feel like his explosiveness, especially from the stoppage, has gotten a lot better. He just seems to be breaking out of stoppage and kicking the ball inside 50 more often. But in terms of leadership, he's been great. He's a pretty cool, calm and collected guy. And he's always had belief in the group. He said, our time will come. You just got to believe. That's pretty much our main mantra at the moment, is just believing ourselves.
What was the 2016 one? Was one on us? Was that the mantra in 2016?
Yep, correct. One on us.
One on us, and now believe in 2020. Difficult when you haven't got all your best players out there, and you lose. And Whitey referenced before that you lost. Toby McLean on the weekend with his knee injury. How big a blow is that? Just to the psychology and the chemistry of the group, and when you see that happen mid game, but also what it might mean for the team going forward.
Yeah, Toby's obviously a very important player for us. I think we're all just a little bit emotional when he went down because obviously there are always serious injuries, the ACLs. But, hopefully he can enjoy time back home. obviously he's been missing his dog a fair bit, so, and his partner. So I think he's taking the positives out of the situation. But yeah, no, he's a big loss. But we have guys playing well in the match simulation who can come in and fill that void. So the depth in our side's quite good at the moment. So I feel like we'll be able to cover for him quite well.
Now, I don't know if you can answer this with accuracy or not, but who did he miss more, his dog or his partner? You put the dog first when you said it.
I'll leave that up to him to decide. I'm not going to make any assumptions.
And what about you? Is it hard backing up 3 and 4, 4 and 5 days for weeks on end? Obviously, this week it's 7 days, and if you get through the final, it's another 7 days or so before you play. Has it been hard, the 4 or 5 days in between games, or have you adjusted okay?
Obviously, it's very difficult. Even with less time on the ground, it's still a highly competitive game. You're still going to pull up sores from bruises or knocks you didn't think you had. So, yeah, it's extremely hard, but every team's had to go through it. So it's just another thing we've had to adapt to this strange year. But, yeah, I think us as a team has adapted quite well. But, yeah, it's definitely more difficult than the usual format, but which was, like I said, just have to adapt.
And the Dockers on Sunday to finish it off. Are you nervous or confident?
I'm quietly confident that we're going to do all right, but given Fremantle's last few performances, they're in good form, so it's not going to be an easy match. We're going to have to play our best footy to beat them, and their big forwards start to fire. So it'll be a good match, it'll be exciting, and hopefully we come away with the chocolates. But if we don't, we're still giving ourselves a chance to make the finals.
Well, the big forwards only fire if they get a hold of you, and I can't see that happening, Zane. Go get them, mate. We appreciate your time this morning, and look after Toby's dog.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.